How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're tuned into another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted, where we do a brand new episode every single day, documenting my journey as an independent musician, as well as sharing tips and tricks along the way. Don't miss out on an episode. All you got to do is hit subscribe. That way, every time I put out a brand new episode, it'll pop right up on your phone and you won't miss it. So, what I'm going to be talking to you today about is just a little bit further business talk and new ideas that I have for the next thing. So if you have been following along with the past week, few weeks of what I've been doing, I just launched Decade Collection, which was a collection of all of my music from the past 10 years in the form of a flash drive as well as digital download with a bunch of crazy free bonuses. If you want to check it out, you can. You can go to leezythegifted.com and just go check it out. But with that, it's cool because with that comes a lot of real business responsibilities, and it feels good to be in a position where I actually have to do like real business stuff for my music. The reason I never did before was because my music wasn't a business. It was never a hobby mentally, but on paper it was. But now it's like, nope, this is a real business, real revenue, real audience members. And there's just certain things that now I'm taking care of that I never had to before, such as, for example, like I talked about yesterday with me getting a business bank account. That's never something I needed to do because I wasn't really making money. Now I'm like earning some money with music, and it like actually makes sense. So I would say that, number one. I would say that'd be the big thing. I'd also say when I was a music producer selling beats online and I was running Facebook ads and giving beats away and running an email list, I did not know. First of all, my email writing was horrible. I was not good at writing emails, as well as just I was so much more. I think the reason was I was so much more sales driven. And now it's like more about me communicating with people that I actually care about, you know, who care about my message too. So it's not just about every email me trying to get a sale. Now it's more like, nah, I'm like really trying to, you know, send a message, like for real, you know? So that makes communicating in emails a lot easier, in my opinion. But I think the other thing too is what's called segmenting your email list, as well as cleaning up your email list, which before I made a mistake of doing. Here's what I used to do with my emails. So with my email list, I was sending emails pretty frequently. At first, once a week, and then it got into I was sending emails once a day, 4 or 5 days a week. And what I would do is like once a month, I'd be like, all right, I would filter people to say, if you didn't open any of my emails in the past month, I would delete you off my list. Deleting and unsubscribing are different. Unsubscribe means when you send an email to people, the unsubscribe people don't get the emails. But deleting people means like you don't have their contact info, like they're gone. Unsubscribe, you still have their contact info and you could still email them, but they don't receive your usual emails. You could send an email to all the people who are unsubscribed if you want to. Just, you know, something to think about. I used to delete people off my list. It's better to just unsubscribe people. and just email them less frequently. But anyway, so there's that, you know, like actually segmenting my email list and really sending people emails based on actions they've taken. That's a big thing. Keeping track of my finances, my expenses, and my revenue with my business. You know, that's like a, you know, that's a big thing. I just made a Google spreadsheet, and you know, I'm just going to keep track of everything so that at the end of every, you know, quarter, I can know how much taxes to pay on things. It's going to help me a lot, you know, to pay a little bit, just to know what I'm doing with my taxes. That's huge. And what else, man? Just, yeah. So new ideas. I have a few new ideas. So I've talked to you about the next steps. If you listened to the episode a few days ago, which I believe is, I called it what's next. What's next? My next music funnel blueprint, which you definitely want to go listen to. But, you know, essentially I'm going to release another funnel that's less expensive, a little bit of a lower ticket offer. So that means like it's less expensive and it's less bonuses, but something that might get me more customers, as well as it might convert more of the people that are on my email list. So that's going to be exciting. I hope to see some great revenue from that. And even beyond that, something that I really want to do is I want to make an album, like a real new album. I haven't made an album in 4 years, I don't think. Like the last album I came out with was called Mind State University, and I believe it came out in 2016, I want to say. Either 2016 or 2017. Yeah, MSU, Mind State University. 2016. That's crazy. Yeah, it came out in 2016. Dude, that's so crazy, bro. Yeah. 2016. That was the last time that I came out with an album. It's just been singles since then. But, you know, I really do believe that, you know, I think that it's time. And the reason I say that, I say that because I think that I know what I'm going to actually do to launch it. That's the big thing. You know what I mean? That's the big thing is I actually, you know, first of all, I have an audience right now that I could launch an album to, but it's to me, it's a little bit too small of an audience, and I haven't seen a big enough conversion rate from the current audience yet. So I'm not ready to comfortably be like, I could launch an album right now. Plus, I don't have an album ready, but I have started working on one. I also feel like I'm comfortable with how would I put together a launch? How would I put together an offer that's more than just music? Because I don't want to just put out music. I the way I'm thinking about it is I do want to put out an album that could go up on Apple and Spotify. You know, I don't think I'm going to withhold it, but I want to put it up where it's like, you can get the album for free if you have Apple and Spotify. But if I'm going to do that, really, there's two routes. I could go that route, or I could go the route of you literally can't even get this album yet. It is only here for purchase. I'm not sure if I want to do that. You know, I'm not sure, but here's how those two routes would go. If I go the route of I'm going to put this album out on Apple and Spotify and everywhere, and the only thing you're going to get is the album. And if you buy it from me, you know, I add tons of bonuses, music videos. Let's say that I will not put these music videos out anywhere else. Maybe behind the scenes video. Maybe I make like a little mini movie. There's just tons of free bonuses I could think of. I think that if I go through the idea of sending, having the album available on Spotify and Apple, I personally think I need to add more free bonuses. The other option is you literally cannot get this album anywhere except for right here. Like you can't buy this album or you can't download this and stream it on Apple and Spotify. It's only here. That right there drives the price of it way up. And I still think I'd have to add a great amount of free bonuses, but I do genuinely think I don't need to add as much because of the fact that it's only here. You can only get it here. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure where I want to go yet. I'm heavily leaning toward having it available everywhere just because then more people can hear it. But I'm not sure. There could also be the idea of, you know, hey, I'll put the album out. It's early bird bonus where I'm going to put it out. You can buy it a month early, like pre-order it, where you're going to literally get it downloaded to your computer or your phone 30 days before it actually drops on all streaming platforms. Maybe I run a sale for a month. I don't know, something like that. I could think about, there's so many different things I could do. But you know, I'm starting to think about things like writing a book. I know that's crazy, but I'm starting to think about stuff like maybe I'll write a book and put the book with the album. You know, I kind of have a soft, no, I actually not a soft name for the album. I have a name for the album, and I don't want to say it yet, but I think I would make the album and then I would make a book where the book is the same title as the album. But I have a few ideas to write the book. One of the ideas is, I actually have a lot of ideas I could do. One of the ideas is to literally just take every single song on the album, and each song has its own chapter where I go dive deeper into the, song where I like really write about the song, and it doesn't have to be super long. I then will end up going into some stories and such like that. So, you know, I could do something like that. Another idea was to make a story, like make a novel. So like kind of fictional, you know, but like a novel about the album, but it's like, it's more of taking you through a journey, and I could literally just make it up. It'd be a fiction. You know, that's something I could do as well. I could also, yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about those two ideas for a book, and then maybe as an upsell item or a bump offering the audiobook. So I would also record an audiobook, like literally record a version of me reading it, which I could literally just do right here at the house. So I don't know. You know, heavily considering it, considering a lot of different things, and you know, I just want to do something for the album launch that's so unique that people could be like, damn, like this is different, you know. CDs, probably do CDs as memorabilia, vinyl, merchandise, no doubt, merchandise. You know, I would argue, like, I'm usually not into songs, or I'm sorry, pieces of merchandise that are just completely artist branded. So I don't ever want to make a shirt that just says Leezy the Gifted on it, because I think that's kind of, I just think that's corny and I don't think it's fashionable. So that's why I picked the name Peaceful Leaders for my brand. So I think, but for this album, the one that I have in mind, and I already have the album cover, I am considering I think the album cover is so dope the way it is. I could just slap a picture of that on merchandise and I could call it a day. It's a dope album cover. So I'm not sure though. I'm not sure yet. I'm not there yet. I haven't figured it all out yet. But, you know, these are just all a bunch of ideas that I'm floating around in my head. These are just things that I think I want to do, you know, and it's crazy. During the Decade Collection launch, like 3 days into it, like I had gotten a lot of sales like the day before I even launched it. I got 3 sales the day before, like literally called 3 people and made 3 sales in a row. And I was like, oh my God, this is sick. Next day I had a couple sales, and then I went dry for like 2-3 days, and I was very discouraged. Very, like super discouraged, like, oh my God, like so depressed. And then the last couple days, or the last day, I made like $400 in one day, which for me at this time is a lot. It was a lot for music. I never done that with music. And then I look back on my results and I'm like, damn, bro, you launched something, earned some money, and like really did something with your music career is a big step. Like you took a big step and made something happen. And since then I've gotten so like, it's just such a matter of fact, right? That I'm gonna actually earn a real like amount of wealth with music. Like this, it's such a, to me, it's such a matter of fact, because I'm like, well, it's now math behind it. Like I did what I did, and like I just need to keep doing what I know I can do. And the best part about it is, it's not really it is somewhat of an I told you so moment, but you know what? It's more of an I told you so moment to myself. Like I have for so long believed and said that yes, you can sell music direct to consumers. You can build a funnel, build an email list, use email marketing, use funnels, use the classic digital marketing tactics and do that with music. You don't need to rely on record labels. You don't need to rely on Spotify playlists. You don't need to rely on streaming revenue to get you money, right? You don't need to rely solely on tours and merch. You can literally sell music and make a great offer around it, something that's super entertaining. Like you literally can do that and do it independently. Do it really without much of a team, and do it without any financial backing or loans or anything like that. And you can literally build wealth that way. But I had never done it. I believed something that I had seen other people do, but that I had never done. And I still haven't built wealth, but I took a big step this past month. I really did generate more revenue in 1 week than I had ever generated with my music. And yes, it's not a big number, but it is for me. And it's bigger than I've ever generated with music in 1 week off any album, off any launch. I've launched so many albums that I never did anything with them really, except for this. And it's like, wow, you actually have something going on. The next few steps are so clear to me. Build another funnel that's lower ticket, send it to your email list, see if it converts. Whether it converts or not, run ads to it too. Run advertisements to it. Build a big audience on Facebook. Like, build your Facebook page up to enough to a point where you're actually going to like have a great audience that you can send more content to, and like retarget them and just keep trying to get them with new offers with that same low ticket offer. See if it ends up converting. Then have people like put them, after they've bought the first low ticket offer, the $20 thing that's low ticket, put them through a 30-day email sequence. And then that 30-day email sequence, after that, literally just like throw them into the Decade Collection launch. See if any of them buy that. Then keep nurturing people, keep sending people stuff. Every now and again, like maybe once a month, come out with a new piece of merchandise. Remind people you have merchandise. Get more sales from that. Try to book some shows while you're at it. And all at the same time, work on your album. Then the new album comes out and that's just going to be crazy. And by that time, you're going to have built a, I'll have built up a big enough email list to where sending a new launch, a new album is actually going to make sense. I'm going to make a lot of money from that album. All of these steps seem so clear to me. I just said it off top of my head. I already know all of this stuff makes hella sense. I genuinely don't think I need a team to do any of those things. Now, booking shows, yeah, I think I'm gonna have my manager help me book shows. She's probably gonna go make a lot of connections with booking agents, booking managers, and hook us up. I was even considering having her manage the Peaceful Leaders clothing brand. Haven't fully decided that yet because I think I might be able to just do it myself. Point being, I can do all of these things by myself and not have to split the revenue with anybody, and it feels great. All right, so here's the deal. If you got any value out of this episode, share it with a friend. I'm sure somebody else needs it as well. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, all right? Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Peace.
Hey, hey, hey. Get that, bet that, jump shot, wet that, post moves, no rules, chef that, no boo, get that. Bet that, jump shot, what that, post moves, no rules, chef that, no boo, get it how I want, 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 get that.